You know, a fly once told me that the best show they ever saw was Niobs performing at Le Petit Versailles on June 22nd, 2024. And that fly happened to be what we used to call a dat head. A dat head, yeah. So we got that recording from that fly. And we've got it here for you now. It's about an hour long. And in it, you may be interested to know, is a very oblique game of Jeopardy with some audience participation. It's really great stuff. Really weird. I mean, you know, it's Niobs. What are you going to do? And yeah, it's honoring the memory of a beloved friend, activist, filmmaker, Charlie Lum, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago. But yeah, so without further ado, Niobs, live at Le Petit Versailles, June 22nd, a day after solstice.
I know. I'm going to remind everyone that anything they say to me conversationally, they're going to have to say to me when I'm not amplified, because I can only hear myself, frankly. Frankly, we have no monitors. Although,
Welcome, Robin.
ashes grow. Hold now the tide. Robin's boy, hear Robin's boy.
Da 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 da. Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Yeah. So what about time?
About time.
Do you think our audience was late to our show?
Our audience is paying any attention? Well,
was that it? Let's just call that the 5 minute. Shall we do it?
Let's say that was the 5 minute. Let's call that the 5 minute.
We'll call that 5 minutes.
I'll call that. We're gonna call that five minutes. 15 minutes set.
5 minutes, 15. 5 to 15. But whenever you're ready, you can try it.
I mean, the song.
10 minute one.
No. Let's see what time it is. Bring it.
6:34.
You know, we have alarms. We get very sensitive to time at like periods like this.
Nyops is going through a, what do you call it? What's that word?
Renaissance.
No, I was thinking more like discipline. disciplinary
action. We've done it before. This is our
We've given birth to the clinic. This is
We've been sentenced to this community service here. This is our public service. Some of us are in on it.
Breaking the law.
Do you like this pattern?
The major key.
This is we're trying to interact with you more. We're talking, but we're not listening.
Yeah, that's the problem.
We're listening.
Never a problem. I'm going to knock down my reverb a little bit because I want us to get a little less dreamy for this.
A little less dreamy for you. Let's wake up.
Let's everybody wake up. All right.
10 minutes. We can be soft and easy.
I like this time.
Time explodes.
Like
tool.
Time explodes. With the tool, time explodes. Tool.
I got your tool time.
Tool, you're two timing tooler. Two timing tooler.
Which is we measure things in increments, right? Like everything we have this tendency to measure.
A tendency minute.
I would say, you know, because it's one of the ways that we have to grasp ourselves and things around us. Sometimes they're little teeny tiny increments, and other times these increments are huge. Like
time and time.
You know, I'm just still tripping on this notion of equinox.
Well, that's in another few months.
Equinox.
We just had the solstice.
Equinox. What's the matter?
So this idea of solstice and equinox as being these markers of
the sun is here, and then it's there.
But then also waiting, being at them, which is basically impossible because when it
waiting
happens,
on time
it's like over
waiting
right?
on time until time
so
is
then
over.
How and do then you catch hold of something
time
that's constantly moving? I'm just tripping. I'm just tripping
on time.
I'm just tripping on time. It's like this idea of
why are you tripping on time?
Existential dilemma.
I'll give you something to trip on.
Like when I was growing up, this notion of existentialism was somehow like perceived as more of a philosophical concept. Like the age of existentialism. But now it's become this more like end time type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when people talk about like an existential crisis of war, they're talking about the crisis of the very existence of things, presumably us. You know? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, okay, here's someone in the room is 50 plus.
I think we're pretty coddled here. I think
you know what I'm talking about.
Coddled.
No, but it's funny
our,
how complicated it is to like, convey the notion of
North
a concept
continent, I'd say
when words are used
you're
in
not
like
in
the context of a particular age. Or time or existence. And so this notion of existentialism, I think, like when I was a teenager,
which one was it?
It was somehow more about like the
there's a time and there's
the
a
ongoing nature
there's
of
consciousness.
What are you looking for?
Something like that?
You're looking for another
it was about,
space
it was
and
about
time.
Yeah,
it was existence
a time
itself. And I think
it's
now it's
really
come to
exposed,
really be used. It's starting to be used as
you're feeling
the end
too
of
exposed out there in the middle of
you think?
Time.
Okay. I'm going to drop it.
I mean, I agree with
well,
you. I agree
I'm
with all of that.
Maybe that. Maybe it's time.
Time.
The time is over.
That's 10 minutes, folks. I like how it adds a beat. Silence. Have we ever tried silence?
Cage says it's impossible. There's no such thing.
That's right.
We could try it, though. Should we try it?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Starting
15
now.
Minutes of
15
silence.
15 minutes. Oh, that'll lead us right into our favorite hour. Well, maybe not 15 minutes. You will be interrupted after 13.
Oh, okay.
For the presentation of our memoriam.
All right, boys.
So play it for all of its worth, because now is the time.
Now is the time.
We're talking about
now you need a new
are we talking
subject
about Charlie?
This time.
We're talking about Charlie.
Yeah,
we're talking about Charlie.
A moment with Charlie.
Okay, but I'm gonna go on another riff.
Go ahead. Go on another riff.
Just about like
no one's
the way that people think or have thought or maybe or will possibly think. Exposed structure. What do you think?
I think of brutalism.
Mm-hmm.
Brutalist architecture, you put the insides on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
When you denude a structure.
Yeah.
When you reveal the naked structure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it's just, but it's like.
You did that earlier.
Was
in that other outfit
so
you were wearing,
chunky.
You were definitely.
Well, we're kind of doing it now, but how expository is it?
No,
you talk about discipline.
Oh, discipline.
And you talk
oh,
about...
Oh, we're calling back
Agnes,
to discipline.
My Agnes hat is beginning to
where
give
is that
me
even
a head
structure. I need structure.
Discipline?
Just a little too tight.
Well, discipline can be an aspect of structure, for
yeah.
sure. But exposure in terms of time.
Yeah. How you spend your time. I mean, music is that.
Time.
Everybody sing exactly how you as a musical performer spent your time.
Good. comes out.
These days,
out of the mist,
these days, you have
coming down out
a
of
wise choice of artifices.
Coming out of the high mountain,
out of the mist, to come. Now these days, you have such a wide choice of orifices out of which to come. These days you have such a wide variety of howls.
What?
Take your pick.
When the pickings are slim, when the pickings are doom, but they're still picking, slim picking.
When the pickings are slim, well. Oh,
hello.
I see so many cues of shirts, seventh last.
Oh my God!
Pointing in that direction.
Thank you so much for coming. Yes, the beautiful people.
Thank you so much for coming out.
What's
take
that?
Off your clothes.
What's that?
Take off
Satan.
All of your clothes.
Hail Satan and tofu.
I did.
Hail Satan and tofu and
hail tofu.
Hail Uranus. Uranus tutus.
Not many people know this, but when I do most drugs, I really like getting very low to the ground.
Down.
And sometimes I disappear under furniture and knee-high tables.
Well, you're not unheard.
But I'm not unheard.
I need real water.
Real water, dude. But there's real water here. Right in the room. We have to take care of it. You all talk among yourselves. I'm just going to have a little break here, a little smoke break, thanks.
These mics are very fussy. They're always turning away from me. I flossed and brushed, okay? So you can hang out.
You can hang out in your mouth. Summer's on your lips. Summer in your mouth. Summer on your toes.
A word of peace.
Summer up your nose.
Exists.
Summer wear. Summertime.
I'm tired of playing on the team. I don't get time out anymore. Oh, I can feel the presence of your touch.
Two minutes
in counting. Oh, yes. Oh. Let's do a classic Yob's Fantasia.
Dance around.
I bet this calls for more reverb.
Tell me which button it is and all.
Oh, number 3. And you can put it up to, I don't know, like... Just more. Fantasia. Yes. What? I don't think you're doing number 3. Yeah, I'm channel 3. Did you... No, I'm in 3. But did maybe somebody... Oh, there we go. Yeah, more of that. Yeah, that's great. Ooh.
Treble time.
Maybe I'll stand for this one.
I think you should see what your range is and go see how far you
can
traverse the architecture
of
the Lower East Side. People think you're just having a conference call. They won't know that you're being broadcast live here at Petit Versailles.
Are you out of range?
I'm not out of range. You're out of line.
No, you're in range.
No, you're out of range.
Whether it's your mid-range or high range, low range or otherwise, no one knows for sure. All right. This 7 o'clock hour to our dear friend Charles Lawton, whose films will be screening closer to 8:30 when it's a little dark. There'll also be pizza from Two Boots and watermelon, so please stick around. The evening is lovely. Maybe we'll turn on the hydrant and cool off. But here we are with our special set, just in honor of Charles Lund. So let me just cue up our all-important... All right, here we go. Are you ready?
And for anybody that didn't know, Charlie loved Jeopardy. So... in honor of Charlie, we're gonna play a little game.
We're playing Jeopardy because, you know, we are in a state of jeopardy. The election is coming! The election is here, actually! You're supposed to be voting already! You can vote already! Early voting! What a phenomena! We're still in jeopardy.
All right. Our contestants today are Johnny Yob, Jackie Yob, and Mikey Yob. And I'm your host, Peewee Yob. All right, let's get to the first round of jeopardy. Whoa. Find yourself in jeopardy. Will you make the choice that will put us in jeopardy? Or will we escape the jeopardy? The predecessor. Now what was the answer is?
What head of the Church of Stop Shopping sings the blues? This is before and after Jeopardy.
Please remember to ring in.
What head of the Church of Stop Shopping sings the blues? Before and after.
Wait, we have an answer over here. Yes, we have a winner! Yes.
Did
you have an answer, young man?
Wait, can we take a mic up to the...
You're
Well, you have to give.
I said.
The answer is given.
One head of the Church of Stop Shopping loves to sing the blues.
Have you never played Jeopardy?
Oh, are you trying to find? You're trying to find the contestant because
are
Cousin
didn't
answer in the form of a question.
Are you trying to find?
We did that in rehearsal, actually. Who is? Yes. No. That was
Bam.
Definitely.
Luckily, that we're only in the first round of Jeopardy. We're not in double Jeopardy yet.
Let us fly now. You.
We will
the game
get
is
to
still
double
on.
Jeopardy.
Game is still on.
Triple
still
Jeopardy.
Double. We go double, triple, quadruple, crimson, tuple. Like, you know.
Seize the Jeopardy.
Infinitesimal.
Seven of Jeopardy.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Eight of Jeopardy. Nine of Jeopardy. Ten of Jeopardy. Well, that's it. Is that it for the game? We're not playing around anymore. The games are over. All the Jeopardies.
What else
you're
got?
Going to face Jeopardy.
I think
you're
going think,
ready to face Jeopardy in November.
Are you
ready
to
face Jeopardy?
This dark Jeopardy.
The dark side of Jeopardy.
This infinitesimally horrible, hideous, and ongoing, agonizing torture of the earth and the people itself are now, in contemporary terms, in terms of media hype. Don't make me rephrase it. This infinitesimal horror and torture of human life that goes on and on and on is currently known in the media jargon come up here. You have to be Mike. I don't have a long cable, but whatever. Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey, John.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
Down.
Is it the news cycle? The news cycle? What is the news cycle?
Well, that was part of the question.
What is news descending a staircase?
And agonizing.
News descending a
and
staircase.
Ongoing torture of human life is known in current media jargon.
Like the upcoming election? Is that what you mean?
You're very close, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to give you a. I was going to give you a. Any other contestant? What is a temporary ceasefire? We're in dark Jeopardy now.
Where is a temporary ceasefire when you need it? Where is that temporary ceasefire?
Yeah.
Where is dark Jeopardy. Temporary
a
when
white
you
flag?
Oh.
No, I gave
what is a white flag, perhaps?
What is a temporary ceasefire?
What is a temporary white flag?
Review the question, and
what
we'll
is
go
a
on.
White flag?
We'll go on to the next question.
No, the answer. The answers are only questions. That's all. Right.
I can't even repeat it because it's making me weird.
We only have questions.
It's literally tearing me apart.
It's. The answer is cloudy. Please ask again. The answers are cloudy. It's the haze of summer. If you come up with a good answer, please be sure to share with us so that we can try and win this game of Jeopardy. under the category of natural phenomena for $400. It was an occurrence that happens twice a month.
His name was Bob.
It's called a lunar occurrence that happens twice a month. Is called a... Oh, I gave you the question. I'm putting it in the form of a question, but the answer is it happens twice a month according to the lunar phenomena. I think I see a hand up over there. Is there another contestant?
What is a full moon?
Bam! Will we have another answer up there? It's $400.
Do you want to hit this?
No, that is not the answer. The answer
is,
what is a blue moon?
A blue moon.
I shall be standing alone without a care.
It is indeed an answer.
Without a love of your own. Blue moon. Blue moon. He's trying to get in touch with that blue moon. Getting higher in touch, and reaching the higher ground that is.
Okay.
A knob.
Can we go into Gertrude Stein Jeopardy?
Gertrude, whatever. Yeah.
Gertrude Stein Jeopardy.
Yes. Okay. Category Gertrude Stein.
Gertrude Stein
for
Jeopardy.
For 2000.
I see a smile over there.
For 2000. Gertrude Stein for 2000.
And as in Jeopardy, you always give the answer first.
Yes.
So. What is the answer?
The answer is Gertrude Stein. We're doing Gertrude Stein for 2000. That was
Gertrude Stein Jeopardy.
Who is Susan?
The question is,
who is Susan B. Anthony?
What is the answer?
Who is Alice B. Toklas? Who made the
none of you
Alice
bitches
B.
out
Toklas
there? You all took four.
Where are the Alice B. Toklas brownies?
Okay. Is that all the? Oh wait. Rodrigo's gonna.
Yes, he's
we're
very
playing,
good for.
We're playing.
That he's gonna have to sing the.
We're
answer.
Doing final Jeopardy.
Final
in
Jeopardy.
Honor of Charlie.
Yeah.
In honor of Club Lum, because Club Lum loves.
You couldn't call him. You couldn't visit between 7 and 7:30.
Like, do not
disturb.
Not even. Like,
you wouldn't even dream of picking up a telephone during.
So in honor of Charlie, this is Final Jeopardy, and the category is Gertrude Stein. The question is, what is the answer?
Oh, wait, here. No.
Wait, you went through all this trouble.
Well, we can't hear you.
I can't hear. Can you bring the mic up a little closer?
Who is Alice B. Toklas' bottom?
It's a good question, but it's not the answer.
Bam.
Okay.
All right.
Do you love that sound? It's like, oh,
can you repeat the answer? Can you repeat the answer?
The answer is, what is the question?
Can you repeat the answer?
The question is... The answer
B-time.
Is
what
the
is
form
B-time?
Of the question. And the question is...
What is B-time?
What is...
B-mine?
Can you repeat the answer?
What is...
The answer is a rose. What
is
the answer?
The question is the answer?
The question.
Okay, that's... We're
wow.
Lenient.
November's going to be very bleak. But we have hope. We have hope.
What is the making of Americans?
That's also really good. Oh. But
what is Alex Trebek?
You are all just like you're so close. I'm like gonna have to sit down. I am gonna have to sit down. Okay. Oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to sit down.
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay. I'm gonna remind you that the category is Gertrude Stein. That it's the answer is in the form of a question. And the answer is, what is the answer? And the answer to the question is, what is the question? Okay. Wait, supposedly on her deathbed, you know, people were surrounding her, and someone walked up to her just as she was taking her last breath and said, what is the answer? And her dying words were, what is the question? Okay. Super dry.
Wow.
Super dry.
That's what we call tone deaf comedy. Tone deaf comedy hour.
This is Jeopardy. Sorry. You don't even want to hear what my favorite like Gertrude Stein Jeopardy answer in my mind is. The answer is, what is the color that makes machinery, that makes it crackle? A line is a necessary waste. What is the wind? What is it? A line distinguishes it. A line just distinguishes it. And the answer to the Jeopardy question is the title of the poem, which is A Red Dress.
A red dress? A red dress, or is it a redress?
Tender buttons.
Oh my god, you just owned
these. Tender buttons, I'm exposing myself.
Is it a red dress or a redress? The
okay.
Red dress. The
I feel like we're coming
the
to the end of something.
We're coming to the end. We'd love to just play
now
for hours.
Fly on wings of
we may have to
do pure abstract.
Those gummies are just kicking in. We could be here for time in memoriam. But we're gonna have to shut up for the screening at some point, as well as provide you all with some delicious refreshments. So if there's a beat we want to be taken away with, just start it now. Otherwise, I've got some pre-recorded favorites that you love. Some very dear and loved favorites. Don't make me hit this button.
No, I think we should do a 5 minute.
Don't make me
listen to the undertrack.
Let's do a 5 minute show.
Oh, there's a button. There's an undertrack. Okay. Let's listen to the sounds of silence.
The sounds of the city.
This is the
sounds
silence
of the city.
The lullaby of West
Coast. It's the sounds of the city.
It's like it's warm.
Making love and feeling pretty. Making love and feeling pretty.
Am I a picker?
Yes, we will be hosting the Drag March dress up here next Friday.
Next Friday.
For those of you that like to get dressed up in fantastic costumery, where we will gather here from 5 to 7, and then we will wander over to Tompkins Square Park where the parade begins, the drag march. I'm sorry, it's not a parade, it's a march. Okay, it's a march.
It's the only
and we'll walk across the Stonehenge, the Manhattan Henge that will is, what is it, 9th Street? 9th Street? 10th Street? 9th Street. Oh no, it happens on this.
It happens twice a year.
It happens all the time. You just don't notice it, okay? Maybe you don't live in
an
area.
Oh, right, in the village where everything's
maybe
all weird.
Where they
know,
don't
like
have tall buildings
yeah,
that
yeah,
crowd out the light or become pillars in the sky. Somewhere in the boroughs where two-story buildings are the norm. So along so well. So long, farewell. Let's meet again. Let's meet again. There's always time to be together again. Let's get together again. To smoke a bowl or have a sip of wine or a snort of beer, or is that a draught of beer? So here's to the queer celebrating, celebrating. Take a moment to enjoy one of the seven deadly sins. That's the answer, and the answer is, which one of the seven deadly sins do we celebrate this month? I think I heard it. I heard it from afar. I heard it nearby. I heard it in my ear. That earworm in my brain.
Oh, 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 oh
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is our 10th anniversary.
Woo!
We started on Punk Island. And we've been doing this for 10 years. And this is our annual concert. At our home base here at
This is the home venue.
We are on SoundCloud and Instagram and what are the other ones? Spotify.
We have a homepage. It's nyobsnyc.com. Yes, that's nyobsnyc.com. That's also our Instagram at nyobsnyc.
We're always looking for followers. We're also looking for leaders.
The merch is the merch.
Leaders.
Try sending us DMs. Even if they totally ignore you.
Even the Germanic tone.
We're also looking for gigs.
Gigs, yeah.
We worked before the pandemic.
We worked.
We had some really like.
We performed at the Mercury Lounge.
Mercury Lounge.
The Brooklyn Waterfront Coalition.
We
played before Three Teens Kill Four.
Four.
Brian Buttiger was
Poetry
still
Project
with us.
Marathon.
Here's to another Hattie Hathaway.
We played at the Whitney Museum of Art. That was really more
visual
than Jack and Peter.
The visual aids. Oh, yes. That's more awesome.
It's like what we were saying. She's still in the closet, I guess.
I don't want to make any presumptions. What else?
What else have we played? What was that community center where we did the Phoenix butt roll?
Oh.
Do you remember the Phoenix butt roll?
That's where we played.
We played in Brooklyn for 90 minutes straight to an adoring audience of stoners.
Yeah, that's our favorite audience.
That was an Equinox performance.
Yeah.
And
Microscope Gallery,
a tribute to Jonas Mekas, speaking of
more ancestors.
Not the favorite for some.
Well, there was pizza.
Pizza's coming, but that won't be until a little bit later because we weren't sure more people would come for Charlie's films. But there is Watermelon on its way. And I invite you all to Bastille Day here. We will be celebrating it. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are hosting us, where there will be bakers contributing their lovely delights, and we have a volunteer. I see in the hand. We'll take that. Do we have another baker? We'll take names. Yours was a favorite mention last night at Donald Gallagher's wonderful tribute of 35 years of decorating Grace Church out there in Jersey City. That's July 14th. It's a Sunday. It's starting at 2:00. And at 4:00 is Pistol Pete Sturman, which some of you may know, as well as Jonathan Guzman. The two of them will entertain us, and then that's followed by a duet called Days. Ethan Philbrook, who's performed here before, and his new collaborator, Ned Islay, I think is his name. Try not to put all of this to memory because it's all supposed to be posted on our website. But maybe it's not July yet. And so we do things month at a time. If you're not on the mailing list, please see me. I'll tell you how to do that. Allied Productions is our mothership. That's our nonprofit of since 1981, sponsoring artists and spaces and people and countries. So alliedproductions.org is that link. Any other community announcements that anyone wants to share? We can turn this into an open mic and you all can take over the instruments and I'll leave my spot here.
Good
luck. That's what happens when you're the host.
Host.
The host of the virus.
The virus that
is us. So, yes, feel free to mingle. I'll be right back with the watermelon. Yeah. And,
I don't want to be the one to say it, but that was good. For a comeback.
It's supposed to be off mic, but it's
for a comeback.
It's not. What's off mic is sometimes intended to be on mic.
Deconstruction.
I'm dating myself.
Copyright Nyabs 2024. Get in touch with Nyabs at nyabsnyc.com or on Instagram at nyabsnyc.